Broadcaster Alastair Cook has died. Most Americans know Cook as the dapper and refined host of PBS's Masterpiece Theater, which he hosted for over 20 years. Cook was born in Northern England in 1908, and after earning a degree in English from Cambridge University, he joined the BBC in 1934. For 58 years, Cook wrote a weekly Letter from America that was heard on the BBC World Service and Britain's Radio 4. In around 3,000 programs, he missed only three broadcasts. His last letter was broadcast on February 20th of this year. The feature was originally meant to run for just 13 weeks.
The headman said, "Why don't you talk about the things you talked to me about? American children, chemistry of the New England fall, out west, anything." I said, "Well, it opens quite a field." He said, "Well, we'll set you up for 13 weeks. And if it's a wild success, another 13 weeks. But we're bankrupt. The Treasury has banned all export of sterling to a certain amount. So even if you're the biggest thing that ever happened, at the end of 26 weeks, no more." It was called Letter from America. And of course, what I coyly say now is somehow they forgot.
Alastair Cook first visited the United States on a fellowship in 1932 during the Depression. He studied at the Yale School of Drama with the intention of becoming a theater director. But on a road trip the following summer, he changed his mind. In a 1999 interview with NPR, he explained.
"The first evening I came in New York, I went into Times Square to go to a movie. I saw Charlie Chaplin in City Lights. And I lined up behind all these guys, well, decently dressed men. And then the line started to curve, and I followed it, and it was a red line. They were at a soup stand. And so then I moved over to the other line, which was going to the movies. Well, it was such a revelation to me. And as I say, the variety of America and the different jobs and the different climates and the difference in people, that it shook me. And I could see this career, which was to write about America for in the first place, Britain."
Cook went on to report on the biggest stories of the century, but more than just a reporter, he served as a cultural liaison between Britain and the United States, providing insights into American life. He became a U.S. citizen in 1941. In the United States, Cook hosted the early TV arts program Omnibus for nearly a decade. He was also the host of PBS's Masterpiece Theater from 1971 until 1992.
"Good evening. I'm Alastair Cook. We open tonight a new television theater, which in the next year will show you plays adapted from the works of Balzac, Henry James."
That is the end of Conrad's The Secret Agent. And I'm sorry to say that, so far as I'm concerned, that is the end of Masterpiece Theater. I don't have many more miles to go, but I do have promises to keep before I sleep and one or two ambitions. Among them, an insane desire to shave a stroke or two off my golf handicap, so that I can say with King Lear, it is our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we, unburdened, crawl toward the practice tee."
Alastair Cook died at his home in New York. He was 95 years old.